This is the Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. The Citizens' Councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The Citizens' Councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, from Washington, here is your host for Citizens' Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of your Citizens Council Forum program. We're very happy to welcome back as our guest today Senator John Stennis, a Democrat from Mississippi. Senator Stennis, ranking Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee, is very active here on Capitol Hill, one of the busiest men we know. And we're very happy that you could take time to be with us again today, Senator.
Well, thank you, Dick. I'm always glad of a chance to be on radio and television, which is medium of communication that's having such a fine, direct influence on the people in connection with our home affairs and problems, as well as in connection with world problems. And I think it'll be a great day for world peace when these mediums, radio and television, are used more and more around the world.
We're certainly happy to have you always, Senator. I'd like to begin the conversation for today, if I might, by asking you about some of these civil rights bills which are currently pending before the Senate. Wouldn't one of these bills, in effect, provide for federal voting registrars throughout the nation?
Yes, that's correct, Dick. But before discussing any one phase of pending legislation, let me point out the bigness of the government that we have today. It's a day of big business and big labor management problems and the problems of big government. And we have the great world question of a big peace, too, in a big world where the consequences of peace of war are greater than ever before. I mention these as a background for the idea that it's high time that our federal government get more into these big problems and get more out of the local affairs and the local problems of our country. Instead, though, bills like the civil rights bills try to put our government more and more into local affairs. Now, one of these civil rights bills even creates a crime in connection, a new crime in connection with the operation of our schools, for instance. In other words, we're going to have the Attorney General of the United States, a nationwide district attorney, prosecuting people about the operation of the school. Now, we have another bill pending here at the same time that proposes to give money, federal money, for the construction of school buildings, and right written into its face is a provision that there'll be no federal control, but all control of this money will be local. It points out the inconsistency of our approach to these problems, and I think brands unmistakably the so-called civil rights bill and one creating a crime for the operation of schools is largely political. The two couldn't be consistent. Of course, that's just one of the matters that those bills go into. You mentioned the one about the federal registrar.
Yes.
Now, skipping over then, the idea of another bill that makes the voting records public, I have no objection particular to that bill. They're public in my state, but I think every state certainly passes on those matters. And another one there, and this civil rights bill is trying to control primary elections. Men espousing laws here, federal laws, to control primary elections when they don't even have primary elections in their state. Their state legislature has never seen fit to create that method of electing officers. Still, men who elected without primary elections in conventions in their states come here to Washington and they want to sponsor and pass a law that would give federal control over primary elections everywhere. I think that's another illustration of the absurdity and the political aspect.
Do you feel that this bill providing for federal voting registrars is of doubtful legal validity?
Well, I certainly think there's no doubt in the world about a provision of that kind being clearly unconstitutional. The Constitution of the United States clearly and expressly puts election matters and the qualification of voters and the conduction of election in the hands of the respective states. Now, just a few days ago, the President of the United States, President Eisenhower, in a public statement to the press, said that this Federal Register bill that you referred to was of doubtful constitutionality. Now, that's his idea at this time. Now, doubtless he will be fully advised if this thing gets more serious, and I'm sure that he won't sign the bill, because now he has serious doubt of its constitutionality, and I believe his study will convince him beyond that doubt. So it's another illustration of getting out into these extraneous fields.
Well, Senator Stennis, why do you feel that there is so much agitation in Washington for the passage of legislation in these fields? Don't they think the states are capable of doing it for themselves?
Well, this whole field of bills and this related subject matter, I think, is largely conceived as a political matter. And perhaps in past years, it has paid off some in various areas of the country. But I believe the people are fed up with it. They're sick and tired of it. They see the far-reaching implications that are really involved. And I think the tune has been overplayed, and the people understand it better and do not want us to plunge into these new fields of local operations with reference to elections, schools, and a great number of other things that puts federal control at their very doorsteps. And they realize, as I said a while ago, many big problems are coming greater that the federal government must cope with. And instead of that, we incline some to want to take on these local matters. I think your question could be answered another way too, Dick. I can't see how that anyone could conclude that all the judgment and the brains of this nation are located here in Washington. I don't see how anyone could think that all the brains of the country is in Congress. Why, these state legislatures, the governors of the various states, and other responsible officials at the local community level, the district level, and the thousands and thousands of very intelligent, civic-minded voters at all areas of the country and every community. Now, they are the ones that knows the problems better as they exist in those communities, and they are the ones that most probably can find a solution to them.
Senator Stennis, I think it might also be pointed out, mightn't it, that some of these proposals would affect not just one region of the country, not just the South. It would, would have far-reaching implications everywhere in the nation, wouldn't they?
Oh, of course. A great deal of them are directed primarily at the South, but they will, of course, apply everywhere. And once these laws are passed, they seldom ever appeal, but more and more power is sought. And the first thing that people know, they're in the clutches of the operations of these laws, federal laws, I mean, which are largely beyond their control. And in that way, we are becoming enmeshed more and more, and needlessly so, in a host of regulations concerning housing, concerning schools, concerning voting, concerning farming. I think we've overdone the thing in agriculture. Concerning many, many other ways of making a living, concerning medicine and health, and concerning higher education, scholarships, and a great number of matters that have to be worked out by the people themselves.
While a lot of time is being spent up here dealing in Washington with what you describe as purely local problems, are there any vital matters that are being neglected?
Well, I'm certainly glad you brought that up. Certainly. While we are having to take up so much time with the subjects we've discussed here, these so-called civil rights bills, standing by here waiting a solution, as this crying for some kind of new legislation, is our vast nationwide farm problem. And not exactly unattended, but unsolved, is another far-reaching problem of inflation. Mm-hmm. That's gradually undermining the basic structure of our present form of economy, gradually destroying the value of all pensions, little accumulations that the people have saved up, life insurance, and heading us in the direction that countries have gone that were had their economy destroyed. Also, crying for future solutions is this problem of strikes, labor, and management. We have no strike right now, but there's some more doubtless around the corner. Or this great missile program that requires the utmost attention. I notice the president has come out for a stronger program in the last few days. I know there's a lot of pains connected with those who have to make the decisions. Mm-hmm. The overall world conferences that are looming up before us here, in which the president's going to attend, and the nation needs serious thought. Of course, striking for the hope of world peace, unless there's some kind of a solution offered here in the next few years for machinery that can better ensure peace, we could fall into the most devastating war that the world has ever known, one where no one can win, but all will lose. So I'm glad to emphasize through you to the American people that these grave problems are the ones that press for a solution. Still, we are forced to put them aside here and take up time and weeks and weeks of discussion, and it's largely just a political maneuver after all.
And you think we'd better be getting back to the important
basic
things?
Well, of course, the necessary and the vital things, crying for this attention.
Senator Stennis, our time has gone by very quickly today. I'd like to thank you once again for being with us, sir. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Senator John Stennis, Democrat from Mississippi. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. Each of us has a job to do. Your support is needed. For information, write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.